Hey guys, welcome back. Got a special guest with me today. So, Matt, you're 20?
20, yeah, 20 years old.
You were studying law?
I was, yeah. I did 6 months of arts law at Monash.
Okay.
Yeah.
And decided to just follow a passion or...
Yeah.
Like, what was the tipping point where it was like, this is not for me, I got to go do this?
Well, yeah, it was within the first 6 months when I sort of figured, oh, look, like this just... I've got no interest in this whatsoever. I only really did it because I got the high school ATAR for it.
Yep.
And then, yeah, I've always had like a childhood passion for writing and reading and writing ever since I was tiny.
Yep.
I was, had a $20 brick of a laptop and I was just typing away little stories.
Cool.
So I thought, look, I'll take 6 months off. I'll write a book. I'll put it out there.
So is that how you ceded it to your parents?
Yeah, well, I mean, they've known that I've been writing for like 10 years, so it's been a massive thing. I mean, I think I was like 7 or 8 when I first started doing little.
So it's
little
deep
story. Yeah. So I mean, I've just been doing it forever. So like, they didn't care at all, because originally I was just gonna like take 6 months or a year off and then just head back, because I wasn't really expecting anything.
Yep.
And then wrote the first book. They're like action thriller novels.
So let me dial it back. They don't know what you do yet.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
So you basically had a moment where you were like, hey, I just need to clear myself for 6 months.
Yep.
And I'm just gonna write.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I had a full-length novel planned already. So I'd done that during university.
Yep.
And I thought, I just wanna write this. They're similar to the Jack Reacher series. They're fiction novels. About an ex-military guy who was in like a special ops division. He retired and he just gets into different, situations.
Yep.
So I thought, look, I've got this idea. I'll write it over 6 months, put it out there. So I self-published it on Amazon.
So self-published it. So not Amazon, because Amazon just launched here. Or was it a Aussie publish, or was it a worldwide publish?
No, so it's worldwide. So 85% of my sales are from the US.
Okay.
So yeah. So it's all through. It's called Kindle Direct Publishing.
Yeah.
So it's literally just make an account. Get a cover. I have a family friend who designs the covers for me.
Yeah.
He's like really talented.
Sure.
I was the first book cover he ever designed.
Yeah.
And then now he's gone on to get big clients and all this kind of stuff.
Good on you. Good on him.
So yeah, I don't know. So he designed the cover, wrote the book, got it edited.
So the first book you pushed out.
Yep.
How many copies did you sell?
So as of today, I think about 35,000 of the first book.
Okay.
But the first month was not that impressive. Like it was probably, because the hardest thing is breaking out of the ranks of everyone who's self-publishing books.
Yep.
Because it's a huge market now.
Yep.
I think I got in just before it sort of really boomed.
Yep.
Because people are sort of slowly realizing with Amazon and the emergence of these companies, you don't really need a massive book publisher.
It's
anymore.
No different to the App Store, really, from a technology.
Exactly.
Like half the guys in here are building apps and developing stuff within Android and iOS app stores.
Yeah.
So you're saying that the platform for you is very similar on the Amazon marketplace, specifically for self-publishing books.
Exactly. It's just, well, what they've done basically is just cut out the middleman. Like I if you get a big book contract these days, you get, I think, 10% of royalties or something like that.
Yeah.
And like I'm getting 70%. So it's just, as long as you can promote it, but you have to do everything, you have to promote it yourself.
Oh yeah, I don't think it's a zero to hero, right?
No.
Talking about Zero to Hero, you went from your first book, you've now published 11 bestsellers.
Yeah, they've all reached number one or number two in their category. Yeah.
Number one or number two in his category, and 173,000
copies.
173,000 copies sold.
But as well as that, there's a program that Amazon does called Kindle Unlimited.
Yep.
Which is like, it's like Netflix for books, basically.
Sure.
Like you pay like $10 a month and you can read whatever you want for free. So I'm in that because I'm exclusive to Amazon. And I get paid based on the number of pages that are read of my books. So I've had 65 million pages of my books read in a year and a half. So it's kind of like, it's just gone like this ever since I started. And yeah, I'm still kind of, I'm in disbelief about the whole thing, but I'm pushing on.
Are you hearing this, guys? 65 million pages. That's So you've written 11 bestsellers in number one or number two, distributed exclusively on the Amazon marketplace or Kindle marketplace.
Yeah, exclusive to Amazon, all of them.
And 65 million pages have been read.
Yeah, and that's aside from the copy sold. So it's just, it's like, there's two avenues and it's just ballooned out.
And you are how old?
20, yeah, just 20, 3 months into 20.
Mate, super impressive.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
it. Super impressive. Congratulations.
Thank you. I wasn't expecting any of it either. Like, I was expecting, you know, I'd put the first one out, I'd sell 10 copies, I'd head back to uni.
Yeah.
But, you know, uni's done now.
So do you have like a fan following now?
I do, yeah. So ever since when I started, I created a mailing list, which is, I mean, yeah, I'm guessing people know what mailing lists
are.
So I started one of those and it you know, it's slow growth, but it's, I haven't promoted. I've just put it in my books at the front and the back, and true fans can sort of sign up and, you know, follow me along.
Yep.
So it took a while to get that going, but like now I have, I think, 3,000 people on it, and it's they're pretty core fans.
Yeah.
So like, you know, now it's like every time I put a book out, I can get 1,000 sales just off the mailing list. And then it's literally a snowball effect.
Like, of course it is.
The first book was, so I released the first book for 99 cents on Kindle.
Yep.
So barely any, you know, money in it. But, and there wasn't many sales at the start, but, you know, then I put the sequel out and then everyone who loved the first one bought the sequel, and it's just.
This is an incredible story.
It's,
man, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, cheers.
I love when someone truly follows their passion. With an expectation of, we'll just see how it goes.
Exactly.
And you clearly, like, you know, you talked earlier about, like, it doesn't, like, there's you got to be full on. You got
to
be.
Oh, yeah. And I've built up to it over so many years. Like, you know, a lot of people see how much I'm writing at the moment and they go, like, you know, how, I don't understand how you do
that. So let's talk about that. Yeah. Are you writing like 24 hours a day? Like, how strategically, how do you plan yourself?
Yeah. So I don't actually spend, so I can write very fast in short bursts.
Yeah.
So I've basically.
Now, are you typing or are
I'm
you?
I'm typing. Okay, yeah. So I've built up this, basically this system where I can do, so basically I plan the entire book out before I write it, and literally every single scene, like, because they're thrillers, I need to know what's happening with plot twists, etc. I don't, a few people write sort of seat of their pants, but it's not a huge thing. So I have the whole thing planned out, and then I'm aiming for 5,000 words a day. I don't always, it's up and down whether I get it or not, but it's a big goal. And I just break it into 500 word chunks, and I just, you know, I'll smash out 500 words and I'll take a break. I'll walk around and then just rinse and repeat. And, you know, if I'm on, it takes me like 4 hours or something like that.
Yep.
But yeah, over the years I've learned that you just got to get the first draft done.
And are you looking to, like, so I see in front of me a very passionate person.
I love it.
For what you're doing.
Thank you.
Are you looking to optimize? So, you know, you say you smash out 500 words, sometimes you get there, sometimes you don't.
Yep.
You rinse and recover, and then you have a crack. Are you sort of like trying to gamify it a little bit on your side?
Basically, yeah. Well, that's what I've done over, because, you know, I tell people I've written 11 full-length books in a year and a half.
Yeah.
And it's all a bit of like, oh, like, what? That doesn't make sense. But it's just been a process, and I'm getting slightly, ever so slightly faster with each one. And you know, at the same time, the quality's increasing as well, because I'm having so much practice.
Yep.
Like, over 10 years, I wrote, you know, I think I wrote 3 or 4 full-length books over, like, my childhood.
Yep.
Just because I've always been passionate. And, you know, the first one's awful and the second one's awful.
We got stuck somewhere.
Exactly.
So let's not hack at it,
Exactly. So that's because authors aren't my age, you know.
Sure.
The demographic's, like...
Well, my uncle's a very very well-known author.
Yeah.
And he's had some tremendous success.
Oh, wow.
But I think that I don't really know if he taps into the digital space.
Okay.
He's very traditional.
Yeah. And that's I've never done the traditional path. It's always just been, and I didn't realize how big it was possible to get with the self-publishing thing. I was just doing it because I knew the traditional, you know, publishers probably wouldn't be interested in, you know, someone, oh, I don't know. But yeah, I've just went straight down self-publishing.
And so, I mean, are you just following the passion for writing, or do you want to grow your brand and your image to...
Yeah.
I mean, you're 20, man.
I know.
I mean, you'll probably have three or four different careers.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, at this age.
It's strange. So it started. I mean, it's a double-edged thing, really, because I've always been. I was never really happy at university or anything like that. I was never like really into it. I didn't like the concept of, you know, doing 5 years and then going on to a corporate. And there's so many people that want to be lawyers now, and it's such a packed industry. So I've always been interested in the sort of like entrepreneurial business side of things. It just helped that I had this intense passion for writing, that I could sort of see where Amazon was headed. And you know, they're a $700 billion company.
Oh yeah.
And you know, that they're opening up this self-publishing thing to anyone. So I just went for it, and it's all sort of come together.
I'm excited. I'm gonna get you to send me all the links that I need.
Yeah, no worries.
We're gonna put that on the vlog page that I host. This will go out. I really appreciate you taking the time to come connect with the audience here today.
Yeah, no problem.
Wow,
it's my first interview actually ever. I've sort of kept in the. I've never gone for the whole, you know, PR sort of thing, but yeah, I thought, why not?
I'm doing something very similar, right? I'm obviously not selling 173,000 copies or 66 million pages, but there's an audience here.
Yeah.
And there's an audience here that had this burning desire to do something.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm hoping that through your example and through the other examples that I've already historically done to future people that come on the vlog, I just hope that this paints a picture that they can do it themselves as well.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people, younger people watching it, like my age, sort of think, you know, oh, I'm too young to sort of, I better get a degree and you know, go out and then try something.
Yep.
But I don't know, I've always thought that the best time to try it is when you're young. Like, you know,
I agree. You know, yeah. I started swinging the bat, and I used to say, look, before I was married with kids and a dog and a house and a mortgage and a business and da da da, I used to say, look, what have I got to lose?
Yeah.
You know, I came with nothing.
Exactly. But that's what I figured. I thought, you know, I'll take this year off. Worst case scenario, nothing happens. I'll go back to uni. But yeah, just went for it. And
go from there. Strength to strength. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.